Few things are more emotional and bring families closer together than the sport of football. The athleticism, the brute force, the close wins, and the heartbreaking losses. No team has nurtured that family bond better than the Green Bay Packers, and no place resembles that true football spirit better than the frozen tundra. Many people say you don't become a Packer fan. You're born that way. You bleed green and gold. Now, here are your hosts, father and son, Mike and Sean Reagan, with the Bleeding Green and Gold Podcast.
Welcome to another episode of Bleeding Green and Gold. I'm Mike.
And I'm Sean.
And it is week 11, and finally we get
Hallelujah.
Back on track.
We won.
Oh, it's a special week, and we'll get more into it as we go along. But before we get going, Sean brought me... This is, how do you say this?
I think it's Grosch. I don't know. Grosch.
And do I have to break the seal here?
Just kind of run your fingernail along it quick. Just it okay. tears pretty easy. There
it's
you go.
It's got like this contraption on
yep,
it.
Yep, and you push the bottom. The metal part on the bottom there, push it with your thumbs. Yep.
This way? Like
yep. That? And now it goes out. And now push.
Whoa!
There it goes.
That is so cool. My gosh. I mean, you must pay a lot just for the stopper thing.
They're about $3 a bottle.
You gotta, how would you explain that? How would you?
It's just kind of, if anyone's seen Grolsch beer before, it's where is it out of? Let's see. They make it somewhere, and it's I don't remember, and I can't see it on here. But, yeah, it's got a little metal contraption that holds the top
like
on, so you
kind
of
those...
pop the metal off, and you pop the top off, and it's got rubber seal on it to keep it airtight. It's pretty cool.
It is really cool. It's nice. First time I ever had one.
Yeah? What do you think?
Oh, that's good. Wow. Oh, man, a guy could get drunk on that.
Yeah, it's pretty good, isn't it?
So Bleeding Green and Gold has turned into the beer drinking podcast.
Yeah.
Well, we're celebrating the win. So just to get to that, the Packers 30, Vikings 13. And really a cool experience. Sean was very kind, got me a ticket to go to the game with a good friend of his. And not just any ticket. We were sitting on the 50-yard line. I teased him. I said, I got to lean just to the left about an inch. So I line up. Man, it was a blast. It was just, of course, it helps to win.
Yeah, it was really fun. Unfortunately, my friend that came with us is a Viking fan. So he was a good sport about it, but
he
didn't get the win for his team.
And let's give him a shout out.
Justin Walters.
Justin.
Should I put his address and phone number out?
You should, yeah. If he's looking, you know. He keeps doing that with Sean. He keeps trying to pass out Sean's business card.
Yeah, he gives out my number to every girl he sees. He doesn't find the quality girls. He just kind of shotguns it, hopes, you know, something sticks, just throws it out there. So maybe we'll do the same for him.
we'll give him the payback. But first time... I've been to a pro game I mentioned in a previous podcast since mid-80s. And this is at TCF Bank Stadium, which is actually the stadium for the Minnesota Gophers football team.
It is not built for NFL games.
It is not at all. We had so much congestion. I understand now. When I've talked to people, excuse me, I said, how soon should we get there? And they said 2 hours. And I thought... Right, whatever. You know, all my friends are smart, Alex. So I think that might have been an okay idea.
Yeah. I mean, it takes quite a while to get into the stadium. And then you get in there. We were doing pretty good. We're walking. Mm-hmm. And getting to our section, and all of a sudden, there's this huge traffic jam.
It's a sea of humanity.
Yep,
it literally is.
Big cluster of people. No one's even moving. Cops are pushing people.
Grabbing them and throwing them off to the sides.
Yep. And then cops are telling everyone to go back out of the gate, go outside, walk around the stadium to a different entrance.
Yep.
So we had to do that even though we were about, what, 20 feet from where we could go, our section?
Yeah, absolutely. It was no more than 20 feet.
And so instead we had to go outside, walk way down there, walk back in, and then walk back to where that would have been.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess they're trying to make the best of a tough situation while they're building the new Viking billion-dollar stadium.
Yeah, they showed that on the screen during the game.
That's pretty cool looking.
Tearing it down, bringing it back up.
That was fun to watch, you know, to take down the old dome, Metro Dome, and then, you know, you got the big crater and then build it back up again. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it'll be interesting to see. But
it looks expensive.
If you want to go to a game... how much more is it going to cost next year for a ticket? You said how much is it increasing?
I don't know how much it's increasing. I just know that
I thought you said 40%
for season ticket holders.
Oh, season ticket.
Yeah, so like there a lot of them aren't too happy about that, you know. But I don't know how much it's increasing as far as just buying it off like online or something like that.
Okay. Well, Packers 30, Vikings 13. Thank you again, Sean. It was a lot of fun.
It was worth it.
Great memories. And you might have seen some of the pictures on our
Facebook. We put a couple pictures on the group, I think. We were going to record us doing something during the game. We kind of got caught up in the moment.
Yeah, and it wasn't alcohol-related, oddly enough. I mean, I had one beer and I didn't even finish it, so...
I finished yours.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. You're there. You got my back, brother.
I'm not going to waste beer.
After a long wait, it was, I would say, a total team effort.
Yeah. Yeah, finally. Kind of how we've talked about last few weeks. It's not just one area we were struggling in. It was all of them. And kind of we were just waiting for it to click. It kind of seemed like it did. Finally.
And everything. I mean, because last time we talked, it was offense, defense, special teams, and coaching. And I think it was a little rough in the beginning, I think, but that's not unusual. Mm-hmm. But instead of having us starting to look really good in the latter part of the fourth quarter, we started looking pretty good in the latter part of the second quarter, and then it carried in.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good all around. I think it's going to be interesting. We're planning on going back and watching the game. We have it recorded, so we're going to watch it. I think it's going to be interesting how different it is from seeing it live at the game.
It really is, yeah.
So,
one complaint that I could have on the coaching would be the time management.
The timeouts.
Yeah.
Yeah, every week. Every week with that.
It's frustrating because they got a little bit of momentum going, and then all of a sudden Rodgers has to call a timeout. And I don't know if it's him. I don't know if he's really good at acting, so it looks like it's not him. but it sure looks like he's frustrated when he does it.
Yeah, frustrating with the timeouts, but not as frustrating than if you were a Vikings fan with the penalties.
The least penalized team going into the game.
Into the game. Not anymore, probably. they didn't just shoot themselves in the foot. They stuck out both their feet and just went to town.
They brought out the Uzi.
Seemed like every moment where it's like, oh, you know, bummer, you know, bad play or something. It's like, oh, never mind. Penalty on the Vikings.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's been, what, three games since we've had Rodgers call a team offsides and we had a free play? And we finally got one with Minnesota.
We got one, and it's exciting to see live. Mm-hmm. When you see the jump, so you know it's happening.
And Sean, speaking of that, we were talking about how it being live, it's fun where you can kind of focus on an area in the field or on a specific player. And so, like, say our superstar Clay Matthews. The guy, even during the timeouts and commercial breaks, he just never stops. He's jumping around. He's dancing. He's just go, 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 go. You would think that maybe he'd conserve some of that energy.
I think part of it is what you were saying. It's a lot different when you're there. This is only my second game, NFL game I've been to. It's a lot different.
Second Packer Viking game.
Yeah.
You dog.
Second one I've been to, it's a lot different where those TV timeouts, they're just standing there on the field in the cold. So I think that's a big part of what Matthews is doing. He's keeping himself warm.
That's a good
He's
point.
Keeping his energy up. It's you mentioned during the game, it's hard to keep your momentum going.
Yeah.
With all those timeouts.
Yeah, I thought about that in the beginning of the game. Just I was trying to get my mind ready that we're not going to have all the beer commercials and insurance commercials in between, and then and so I started already thinking about it, but it really there's so many breaks. There's so many breaks.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
All right, let's.
Justin wasn't really used to it, and he was going, "What's going on?" a couple times at the beginning, and I kept going, "Goodyear." I don't think you got
that's,
the reference.
That's going back to the 60s, was it?
Who was that? What?
Art Donovan, I think, went to the referee, and he said, "Hey, what's the holdup?" And he said, "Goodyear." all right, let's run through the thoughts on the offensive line.
Kind of mixed, I feel like. Really good in the run game, especially on the interior. It looked like we were making some holes for Lacey. Couple times, though, we were getting pressure on Rodgers where they weren't rushing all that much, and they still got pressure, and you kept mentioning it during the game that they just kind of right away got penetration. It's frustrating.
It's frustrating when they're not rushing anybody extra. They're not stunting or anything, and then they're able to get that much pressure on him. And again, he had another game where he was getting hit pretty good.
He was getting hit, and even when he wasn't, pocket was collapsing pretty fast, and he had to roll out to the side. And he's pretty accurate this week, though, on the rollout. It was good to see again.
It was. I think that was the biggest mistake on their defensive scheme is that they didn't contain him on the rollout, because I think he's much more comfortable trying to find somebody as he's running away than standing in the pocket, because he's admitted he's getting a little jittery in there because he's been knocked around so much.
He had that unbelievable throw to James Jones in the end zone. Right on the sideline, Jones dove, tapping his feet. Rodgers was on the run to his right when he threw it. God, that was fun.
And that's another case of being at the game. You're like going, oh, you can't, you know, it's not like you have to close up automatically when you're watching it on TV, so you're not sure.
Well, I think all the Viking fans automatically were just silent when that happened. Most of the Packer fans were, because they weren't sure if it was a touchdown they wanted to
see.
And I'm going, my arm's in the air.
No. Can I do what you were doing? I'm going to turn away from the microphone, because this is what Sean did for a good half of the game. And I'm sure he didn't upset any of the Viking fans that were sitting around us.
I got flicked off a few times.
And so here's Sean. James Jones! James Jones! James Jones! Over and over.
James Jones! That one lady next to Justin was getting a little frustrated with me. She's like, "This is your best friend," to Justin. He's like, "I know, but I put up with him," or something like that. And it was fine. She asked at the beginning if we were brothers. Mm-hmm. And he's like, "No, just friends." She's like, "Oh, so he's just your best friend." And I went, "Not today."
You know, it would have been nice if we would have given her, told her to listen to the podcast. We bring her up in it. But, you know, the other catch by Jones that was down along the sidelines where he kind of fumbled a little bit. It was a tough catch. Bobbled a little bit, was able to bring it in as he was falling down.
Rodgers was on the run on that one, too.
Yeah, it was just awesome.
Fun game to be at.
Yep. Balaga is having a tough season. What, he had three penalties yesterday? Or?
No, you're thinking of Bakhtiari.
Okay.
Balaga just seems kind of off. He's been so solid. He was out for injury. Now he's back, so it might be he's still a little injured. I don't know. It's tough to really know what's going on. The line has been kind of out of sync, you know, this whole time. So that just might be part of it as well. But, yeah, he's having kind of a rough time. Bakhtiari, with the penalties, it was frustrating. You just kept hearing...
number 69.
Yep.
Holding.
It's
offense.
Defense.
Offense.
No, offense.
Yeah.
Defense. Offense.
Have another beer. Then Lindsley went out pretty quick in the game at center.
Yeah, that was a bummer with his ankle.
Mm-hmm. But
Lady burped.
That's our mascot lady. She didn't have any beer, but she did have a treat before the podcast started. We're, by the way, timestamp, we're doing this on Tuesday. And now we have to wait two long days for the next game when they play on Turkey Day.
Yep. Thursday night. Lindsley went out pretty early on. Treader came in and looked actually pretty good.
I heard today, I was reading an article, and they went and to get a ball so that Treader and Rogers could do some quick snaps, you know, to get comfortable. And Rogers said, "Ah, we're fine." And they said that Treader didn't miss anything. He did awesome when he got in there.
I think he sees this as his opportunity to get his starting job back from Lindsley. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, whatever, you know, incentivizes them. Offense as a whole, we played better than we have been. Definitely played better. Still seem to be a little off sync. It's just something's not quite right.
And I think it's a combination of stuff. I think that we're hurting because we have so many inexperienced players. Rodgers just doesn't. There was at least two that I remember where he went to throw a pass and it was just. I have to blame the receiver just because Rodgers knows the system so well. I mean, it was nowhere near where it was supposed to be. And so in the past, Rodgers would say, "Well, you got to earn my trust. I'm going to go to somebody else." Well, there really isn't anybody else besides Jones that he can trust that much. Cobb. But Cobb's being double teamed a lot of times.
Yeah. Well, all right. Rodgers.
Yep.
16 of 34.
Ouch.
212 yards and two touchdowns. You do not often see Rodgers under 50%.
When's the last time he was under 50?
I looked it up before this. Week 14 last year. I thought it would have been a little further back than that.
Exactly. I would have, too. I'm surprised. Okay.
Yeah, 16 of 34. Hey, we're getting there. We're getting back to form.
All right, rushing.
Lacy was 22 of for 100.
It was fun to see him just pounding the ball.
Mm-hmm.
If Lacy wouldn't have been back, it would have been a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, it was good to have him back. Mm-hmm. He looked great. The interior of the offensive line was getting him some holes to run through.
Yep.
I love that they have him running between the tackles almost every play. They let him pound in there. It's what he does. He's a bruiser, so let him be a bruiser. He's got his little spin move he does. And he looked great. At the end of the game, they had a couple where he had him run outside, that little toss on the one, and he was tackled either at the line or for a loss both times.
Mm-hmm.
So I hate that. That's not how he operates. That's not his style. Just let him be a bruiser.
I totally agree. And I think it seemed, and he said this, and McCarthy has stated this last year, he's the kind of guy, if you can, you let him keep running, he just seems to get better as the game goes on. And, of course, the offensive line loves it because it's a lot easier to run a run play than it is to try and pass protect when you don't know what's going on behind you.
Let's see here. Lacy was 22 for 100. My bad. Starks was 8 for 14.
Yeah.
Not the best.
Yeah.
Well, on the other hand, that screen looked pretty good.
It did. It really did.
30-yard screen.
It was a great time to call it, too.
Yeah, it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
They move a lot faster than they do on TV when you're there. Aaron Rodgers was 3 for 6. Kuhn was 1 for 4.
Yeah,
we got to do our Kuhn chant. Kuhn!
Yeah. And Aaron ran one of them was for first down. So that was nice to see.
Yep.
Receiving-wise, we had
James Jones, 1 for 109 and a touchdown. He had the
wonderful game.
Power of the hoodie. Everyone's talking about James Jones wearing his hoodie.
1 for 109. He only caught one pass.
Did I say 1 for 109?
Yeah.
How about we switch that to James Jones, I believe it's 6 for $109.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal
is. Yeah, 6 for $109.
Which is phenomenal. He had a TD, and he also caught the two-point conversion.
Yeah, that little flip.
Yeah, little scoop from Rodgers pass there. And,
yeah, he looked good. It was nice to have him back. Yeah, he's
seriously
been so quiet the last few weeks, and he came up big multiple times this game. Good catches, big catches.
I put him right up there with Lacy. If he wouldn't have been, it would have been a different game. We might have lost that game if he wouldn't have been there for us.
Yeah, if we didn't have our offensive line, it would have been a different game. If we didn't have our kicker, it would have been a different game.
The big reason why we won the game was because of the hoodie.
The hoodie.
The hoodie.
Apparently Cobb also was wearing a hoodie, but he had his hood like tucked in the back.
Okay.
It must be the new thing to do.
All right. Maybe they're getting a percentage of every hoodie.
We'll have to start wearing
hoodies
under our jerseys.
Adams was 3 for 36. Starks was 1 for 30 in receiving. And
Cobb.
He looks good, like you said, with that screen.
The screen.
Starks is,
when we throw it, it seems to work out.
Yep.
We don't use it much.
Cobb was 2 for 24, but he had a couple of bad drops. I mean, they weren't even contested, you know? It's like, come on, man.
Yeah, that was frustrating. He had that one where it would have been a huge play, and he dropped it. Dropped a first down. Frustrating. Richard Rodgers was 3 for 7. We keep passing to him in the flat a lot, you know? Just he does a quick out route, we pass him in the flat, and it never goes anywhere. I don't know why we keep doing it. Lacy 1 for 6.
Yeah, Lacy's not the guy we throw to. It's Starks.
Perillo kind of disappeared. He had such a good receiving game before for us, and now he just didn't really see him all game.
I know. You called it in the beginning of the game. You said this is going to be the guy.
No, that's when we were in the red zone.
Oh, that's right.
It was like third and goal. And I was like, I'm calling it. It's going to Perillo. Nope.
All right, let's move on to the defense.
Yeah, defense here. Started in a base 3-4 defense. That was good to see. Kind of just getting back to our style. We had 6 sacks.
They looked awesome.
Yep, it was fun to watch.
There was some... You know, we still struggle, and like any team would, with a good quarterback that can scramble. But we definitely look good. It's like every time we like needed something to happen, something did. So we had 6 sacks. That's the third time this year, and no other team has more than one. And so that's why when you talk about it's a long season. You're going to have the ebb and flow. And hopefully we're back on the flow here.
Yep. It was very it's hard because I'd say the Vikings have one of the worst offensive lines right now in the league.
They have a lot of injuries.
It's hard to gauge how we played on the defensive line with the sacks. But it was sure fun to watch.
It was. I mean, Teddy is fast, and
Teddy's frustrating.
And so when he was scrambling and guys were trying to get a hold of him, and he's moving this way and that way, and guys were containing him pretty good, that he couldn't get out, and he would lose 10 yards, 12 yards.
Oh. Ha ha, Clinton Dix had that sack, and he did the Matthews Predator celebration. I think I have the picture on my phone. I can put that up on the group. That was funny.
So, to me, the one statistic that really sticks out, besides the 6 sacks, is what we were able to hold AP to.
13 for 45 and a touchdown. I think I told you when we were driving there that Marshall Faulk predicted, almost guaranteed on his show, that AP would go for over 220 yards rushing.
And he'll still have a job next week. Predicting something else and be wrong. So
held him to 45 yards. It was nice.
Oh, it was wonderful. And they gang tackled him so well. I mean, when you think about the scheme that you got to play, because containment, because he can bounce it out. If they do a play action pass and then you're all going after AP, then Teddy can swing it out. So it was it was a good defensive play all around. Good calling. Capers did a nice job.
It was cool to be there to watch him play.
Yeah, it was.
I know he does a lot of crap, but it's also he's one of the best. He's gonna go down as one of the best ever, and we've seen him play.
Mm-hmm.
So it was cool.
Yeah, he's a beast. He really is. When he could turn that touchdown he scored was typical Adrian Peterson, where he just kind of cut to the side and just kind of followed the line till he found a hole and whoop, cut her in.
Yeah. Demaryius Randall, he was targeted a lot today. I think he had, overall a good game, but he was getting beat deep a lot on the outside later in the game. Kind of seems like he waits too long. He watches the ball too long and waits too long to turn around. I think it's just something he's a rookie. He's young. He's playing well. Just needs to be coached.
Exactly. Well, I mean, he is beaten, but he's learning on the job. And I think that when you're this good at that point, he's going to be phenomenal. I'm pretty excited about where he is at this point. And
it was fun watching Haha play. He had another good game.
Man, he could
tackle. Two really good games in a row.
Yeah.
What was that play? He just had a huge hit on the guy, just destroyed him.
And everybody's like, "Oh, yeah. Oh man, boy, we had
that was fun.
Just a lot of high fives in this game. It was a lot of fun."
Yeah,
Mike Daniels.
Two hugs. Mike Daniels, just amazing.
Just blowing it up
every game. He shows up. I love the way he plays,
and
so underrated. So underrated.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully they keep underrating him as the season goes on.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that at all. Let's see here. Adrian Peterson, he had that fumble as well.
Yep.
I don't know if we mentioned that before with him. Morgan Burnett forced it. That was great.
Yeah, because you could kind of start to feel the tide turning again.
Yeah, he had a longer run, kind of. I think he got like 9 yards down the field into the red zone and then forced the fumble, and we got it. Sam Shields picked it up, I think. That was exciting.
And I'm going to say this because I know I'll forget it. I got ADD. I don't know if it was at this point in the game, I think it was close, that all of a sudden you could see 25%, 20% of the Viking fans. Okay, we're done.
Yeah, I'd say about 15% of them left after the fumble. And then
I'll split it with you, 17-15.
And then we had a big stop a little later with like 5.5 minutes left, and then almost the rest of them left.
And then it was so cool to be in the stadium because it was like 90-plus Packer fans, and you could hear it, "Go, Pack, go, go, Pack, go."
I saw someone put on Reddit, and I was checking their, they're like, "It was great to hear the Go, Pack, go" chant as I was leaving the stadium. Like, why are you leaving the stadium?
I know, exactly.
You pay for tickets, you watch the game.
Oh, and they ain't cheap, brother. And I appreciate it that you did it. Dante Jones was...
Dayton Jones?
Yeah, well, somebody's cursor popped up over Dayton.
It was not my fault. He had a really solid game, though. He's starting to play consistently, which is nice to see. Capers had a good game, I think. Dom Capers calling plays, calling his blitzes. He's able to do a lot more of what he wants, and it's working. And so that was fun to watch. Kind of where I noticed that a lot this game was that Dayton Jones was playing in the two-point stance on the edge, and then Perry was in a three-point stance on the interior, and it was cool. It was nice to see him doing kind of his weird things he likes to do, like when he has the one down lineman in previous seasons, that kind of thing.
And you mentioned how different it is when you're at the game. Obviously, you're seeing the whole field, and so it's you're not the producer isn't showing you what they want you to see. And so you kind of watch the defense. The quarterback always wants to have the defense kind of show what they're going to do. And the Packers kind of hold and hold and hold, and then they shift, and then And so there were quite a few times that's why they were able to really disrupt the play because of the stunting that they were doing.
Defensive line and the linebackers looked good. Again, it's a little hard to know because of the quality of the Vikings' offensive line,
mm-hmm.
but they did look good as a whole. It was really good to see.
But you know, I keep hearing that about the Vikings' offensive line. I mean, they've won a lot of games, so they must be okay.
They are. We played good on defense as a whole. Mm-hmm. It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
I hope Hyde's okay. He had that injury
right away.
He kind of diving to try to save mm-hmm. the touchdown against yep. Rudolph, I think it was.
Yep.
Yeah,
that was, it was kind tough. Of a ouch, because they score on us, and then you're like, oh, man, he's not getting up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's just, and again, we got the short week. You know, we only got a couple of days to turn it around, so it's going to be tough. We've got 15 people on the injury list.
Hurts.
Yeah. Ooh, hurts. Literally.
Stephon Diggs, just really quickly, the wide receiver for the Vikings, the rookie, he's impressive to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Man, he's fast. His cuts are just so quick and fluid. It's hard to cover.
Yeah, I'm going to bring up my my ignorance here and say, who was the receiver they brought? I think it was this year. He was kind of a free agent. He was going to be a big deal. He has in
Mike Wallace.
That's it. Thank you. A lot of frustration there with the fans and the.
He's doing all right, but not at all what they expected.
Not what they're paying him.
No.
So all right, let's talk about a real high point for the game.
Finally, a high point for us. Special teams.
Oh, man.
Woo!
Talk about turning it around.
Can't even start talking about special teams without talking about Crosby.
Unbelievable.
5 for 5, all of them over 40 yards, long of 52. 5 for 5, all over 40 yards has never been done before.
I did not know that. Thanks for the that's great. Yeah, that's a great stat.
The more you know.
I'll forget it in an hour. he looks solid. He was down the middle, mm-hmm. as far as we could tell.
Looks a lot harder to kick field goals when you're there.
It does, doesn't it?
He's like lining up for him. I'm like, oh, man, that would suck to try to do that.
Yeah, it's it.
You got all these big, mean guys running at you.
Especially when you're kicking a 52 because you got to go lower.
Yeah.
So a lot of that, you got to give some credit to the line too. But, yeah, he looked great in mass day. That's another one of those things where it was cool to be there because you could see how pumped up he got when he kicked a couple of them out of bounds.
Mass day? Yeah. He had a good game, too. He had 4 punts, averaging 38 yards. One of them was blocked.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really sure whose fault that was.
Yeah.
But
I do like the fact, I mean, his average is a little bit off because of the block punt and then also where he was kind of putting it in the corner for him, but... and then kickoff returns.
Jeff Janis had 2 returns, averaged 40 yards, a long of 70.
How cool is that?
That 70-yard return was just a thing of beauty. It was so cool to watch.
Well, it's so cool. It's like being there, and you're like, go, go, go.
Yeah, and, I mean, it's been, I think, kind of frustrating ever since they changed that rule to move the kickoffs up so there's more touchbacks. Because, you know, it just changed the game so much. It's one of the most exciting plays in the game.
I agree.
And when you're there, it's so much more exciting than on TV, too.
Right.
Because you got, it's like a battlefield, the two teams colliding.
Yeah.
And it was cool.
Yeah. And just in and the other perspective of it, okay, so you score and you kick in the extra point. They go to commercial, so you're standing there waiting. They come back, they kick off, it's a touchback, and then you stand there and wait, and then they come back and start again. So it's nice to see something happen.
Yeah.
All right, are you ready?
Time to give away the game ball. And the game ball goes to...
Crosby.
I think you have to.
It's a tough pick, though, between Crosby and Mike Daniels.
Honorable mention goes to Mike Daniels.
Okay,
he had a big game.
That's fair.
But when you're the first one in history to do something, you should probably get the game ball.
I would agree. Well, NFL's only been around for a few years, so
yeah, a couple. All right. Well, congratulations, Crosby.
Just shoot us your address, and then you shoot us an email with your address, and we'll get you that game ball.
Yeah, tweet me or something.
all right, you want to run over some of these scores?
Yeah, we'll go over the scores quick. Thursday night, Jaguars beat the Titans 19-13. Okay. I guess we're moving on. Sunday, Lions over the Raiders, 18-13.
Yeah, it's another game Sean picked over me. I thought the Raiders would try to at least.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure when I picked the Lions, you went, really?
Yeah. Yeah, okay, just rub it in a little bit more.
All right, we'll move on. Colts beat the Falcons 24-21. Ravens beat the Rams 16-13, but they lost Joe Flacco for the year.
That's the one big story out of that game, besides the fact that it's another team that says that the Rams are a super dirty team. So take that for what you want.
Buccaneers 45-17 over the Eagles. Everyone's calling for Chip Kelly's head in
Philly. Did you hear the marching to Chip Kelly's house? They're looking for the dog so they can shoot it.
What?
That's an old Dan Devine thing.
Okay.
Back when he was a
Packers. Being weird again. We're going to move on. Broncos beat the Bears 17-15. Broncos started Brock Osweiler at quarterback. And
yeah,
he
that's
played,
another one that Mike picked
he
wrong.
He played well.
Yeah, he did play well. Yeah. Now the Broncos are at the point that they're trying to just kind of like, Peyton, you're not feeling right.
Yeah.
You don't want to play.
Texans beat the Jets 24-17. Texans are they 500 now? They might be. Let me check here. Texans
yep,
are now 5-5.
Yeah, they are. And the Jets are just starting
Jets
to implode.
Jets fall to 5-5.
Yeah.
Texans really turning it around.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
J.J. Watt.
Panthers big day 44-16 over the Redskins. Mm-hmm. Panthers stay undefeated at 10-0. Cam Newton had another big game. God, it's crazy. All you heard at the beginning of the season is that Panthers season is over because they lost Kelvin Benjamin, their star wide receiver,
mm-hmm.
just one of the best in the league. Cam would have no one to throw to. Well, he threw 5 touchdowns this week. So,
well, it's the prognosticators usually are wrong. Moving on, Tony Romo came back.
Tony Romo came back.
They finally won.
Yep. He broke their 7-game losing streak. So they are now 3-7. They beat the Dolphins 24-14.
Chargers are done. Put a fork in them. Chiefs over them 33-3.
Chiefs were 1-5 at one point. Now they're 5-5. Packers over the Vikings 30-13. Just wanted to say that one more time.
Seahawks over the 49ers 29-13. It was the Cardinals over the Bengals.
Really quickly with the 49ers. Colin Kaepernick is also
That's
out
true.
For the year.
Yeah. That was
Cardinals.
A good game. That was the Sunday night game.
Yep. Cardinals over the Bengals was a really good game. We watched the second half of it in the hotel afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then
last night. Patriots over the Bills 20-13.
It was actually closer than I thought it would be.
It was a pretty good game.
It was a pretty good game.
One thing I wanted to say about that game is Rex Ryan's defense pressured Tom Brady on 20 of his 40 dropbacks.
Really?
It's the highest percentage a QB has been under pressure in 7 years, and the Patriots still won. They're still undefeated.
That's why you got to have some offense, man. But all right, so we got to move on here to the predictions, and I'll own up to it, Sean's kicking my
ear. I think we should pause and have the game ball music play again.
And then so we can Sean's up by Sean's up by 4, and there's still plenty of time. We're good. We can bring it back.
No, you're running out of time, old man.
Oh, sure. Now you tell me I'm not an old man. The whole weekend you kept telling me, oh, you're not that old.
well, you were.
So we got first game coming up. It's the 4-5 Philadelphia Eagles against the Lions Thursday. The Lions are 3-7. Your pick is?
Eagles. And your
I'm going to go with the Lions.
You going Lions?
Yeah.
All right.
I got to make a move.
Minnesota at Atlanta.
You know, when I was surprised. I thought Atlanta was worse off than they were. They're 6-4.
Yeah.
I thought that they had lost more games than that. But so Minnesota at Atlanta. Minnesota coming back. I'm going to go with Minnesota. I think that they match up really well against Atlanta.
I'm also going with Minnesota.
Okay. Chicago at Green Bay, the late game on Thursday night.
Thanksgiving night. Green Bay.
Yeah, you got to go with. Norris. That's how Troy Aikman says it.
Yep. Green Bay.
And if it was a different tone, it'd be Yellow Bay. Tampa Bay.
What is the award they give out every year on the Thursday night games? The Gobbler or something?
The turkey.
Like that?
I don't know. No, I'm thinking back to Madden. The Gobbler Award, I think.
Is it the Gobbler?
Yeah.
Who gets it? The Packer game.
Who gets the player who gets it?
Yeah.
Eddie Lacy?
I'm going to say ha-ha because of a big interception.
All right. Well, cool. It should be a great game. I love the matchup for a Thursday. I mean, you'd be a little schnockered, you know, by that time of the day, and hopefully you got a little nap in there and so you don't fall asleep during the game. But it'd be great to get two divisional games back-to-back like that.
Real quickly, before we wrap it up here,
mm-hmm.
I think we need to give a quick shout-out to the other people we went to the game with.
Oh, yeah. What were their names again?
Jenny Reagan.
Oh,
my
daughter.
Sister,
right.
Your daughter, and her friend, Linnea.
Yeah, it was. We had a great time with it. We weren't sitting in the same section, but we were able to have a beverage with them before. Do you remember the name of the bar we went to?
Yeah, it was it Blarney's?
I think it was Blarney's, and that's a cool place to go.
A little crowded, but yeah. Cool place.
Well, you figure on a game day, but
a little expensive too.
Yeah, $20 a pitcher. Woo! And then we got to have dinner with Jenny and Linnea afterwards, and so that was a lot of fun. That good call. I'm glad you.
You didn't even have
that on the script.
No, it's steel trap up here, baby.
Glad you got it from your mama. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. It's great to get back on track. It feels so much better than when you have three in a row when you're in the other way.
When are we going to be recording this next one? Are we going to shoot? I'd say we shoot for Friday after the game.
We can sure try.
I'm not working. Are you working?
No, I got to go see my... No, I won't. No, I'm not going to say. I had my cartoon bubbles were popping up all over the
so
place.
We'll try.
We'll shoot for Friday or Saturday.
The podcast we'll Friday after
I'm
the
not
game.
You're not going to pigeonhole.
If not, we'll do Saturday. Because you can't commit to anything. But yeah, thank you everyone for listening. It's great to have you back listening to a winning episode. Hope you enjoyed your Grosch beer.
It's great. I love you got a beer with a chastity belt on it.
Yeah. So subscribe on iTunes, wherever you get your podcast. And until next time.
Well, I'd just like to see if more people join us on the Facebook group. We're getting more interaction. It's great to...
It's nice having people.
I appreciate that.
Post stuff on there and reply to stuff we post. It's fun.
And for those of you that celebrate it, happy Turkey Day, happy Thanksgiving. And until next time.
Go Pack, go.
Thank you for listening to the Bleeding Green and Gold podcast with your hosts, Sean and Mike Reagan. Make sure to subscribe and check out the website at bleedinggreenandgold.com. Join the Facebook group. All questions and comments are welcome. Send them to feedback@bleedinggreenandgold.com. And until next time, go Pack, go.